The following article from our Knowing and Doing Quarterly Journal is brought to you by the C.S. Lewis Institute. Our prayer is that this talk will help to deepen your faith and draw you closer to God.
Scrooges, Traditionalists, and Nicholases by Dr. Joel Woodruff, President of the C.S. Lewis Institute. This article was originally published in the winter 2016 issue of Knowing and Doing. Merry Christmas! Long live the true King! These are the parting words of Father Christmas to Peter, Susan, Lucy, and Mr. and Mrs. Beaver after leaving them with magical gifts in the land of Narnia. The arrival of Father Christmas, or St. Nicholas, as he's called by some in our world, is one of the signs to the inhabitants of Narnia that Aslan is on the move to free the land from the White Witch, a country in which, quote, it was always winter and never Christmas, end quote. Like Narnia, we have people in our world today who have different takes on Christmas. The first group is made up of the Scrooges, who, like the White Witch, don't like Christmas, and in fact at times are downright antagonistic toward the celebration of Christ's birth. An example is a group of atheists called the American Humanist Association, who paid to place ads on buses in Washington, D.C. in 2008 that read, quote, "Why believe in a God? Just be good for goodness sake," end quote. Interestingly, this ad received over 250 complaints and only one compliment, according to the Metro Bus Authority. I think that this is due to the fact that only a small percentage of people in America don't believe in God. The majority of people probably fall into a second group called the traditionalists, who love the trappings, customs, music, food, and colors of Christmas. After all, what's not to like about stories such as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, the sound of Bing Crosby singing White Christmas, or drinking a refreshing glass of eggnog while sitting around a crackling fire and a sparkling Christmas tree? And don't forget about the fun of exchanging presents and the after-Christmas sales. These traditions aren't bad in and of themselves, but they can't distract us from the main person and message of Christmas. In a letter to an American friend, C.S. Lewis wrote, quote, "My brother heard a woman on a bus say, as the bus passed a church with a crib outside, 'Oh, Lord, they bring religion into everything. Look, they're dragging it even into Christmas now.'" End quote. Many would like to keep religion out of their celebration of Christmas. This leaves the third group of people, the Nicholases, who have a great message for the other two groups. These are true followers of Jesus Christ, who, like the real Saint Nicholas, or like Father Christmas in Narnia, understand the real meaning of Christmas and actively share it with others. As C.S. Lewis put it in Mere Christianity, it is the story of how, quote, the Son of God became man to enable men to become the sons of God, end quote. This Christmas season, let's commit to being like St. Nicholas, who actively shared his love for Jesus through both his words and gift-giving. The Scrooges and traditionalists are in need of a Savior. So let's actively and fearlessly share the gospel of Jesus Christ and cry out together, "Merry Christmas! Long live the true King!"
Thank you for listening. The C.S. Lewis Institute endeavors to develop disciples who will articulate, defend, and live their faith in Christ in personal and public life. This takes the form of discipleship programs, area-wide conferences and seminars, pastor fellowships, and resources in print and on the web. For more information about the C.S. Lewis Institute, or to support this ministry, please visit our website at www.cslewisinstitute.org.